Are you my Second Amendment rights and all my rights under the Constitution? And in California, I saw those eaten away. First, they removed all mountain lion hunting, and then they banned trapping on public lands, which is proposed here in New Mexico right now. And they had some other gun bans eating away at our gun rights, and I don't want to see that happen in my home state.
Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen of the council, and fellow citizens, I would first like to thank you for the opportunity to speak before you today. My name is Michael Harris. I was born here in Carlsbad. I grew up here. In my heart, Carlsbad has always been my home. My favorite areas for hunting and fishing are right here. They've always been here. My family has been here and remains here to this day. I stand before you today as a concerned citizen, a worried sportsman, a law-abiding gun enthusiast, and a combat veteran. I humbly request that the City of Carlsbad pass this resolution and join Eddy County as a Second Amendment sanctuary. I have two reasons for this request. The first is unity, as we can ill afford to allow our Sheriff's Department as well as our citizens to remain isolated in this cause. We must not permit a potential conflict to arise between the city and county law enforcement officials, thereby placing the citizens of Carlsbad squarely in the middle of this conflict. Second, in the seemingly hostile political climate derived directly from the actions of our New Mexico legislature and further validated by the political agenda of our governor, I am fearful that these attacks on our constitutions have the capacity to turn law-abiding citizens into criminals overnight, without his or her knowledge, and without the due process of law that the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and the 18th Amendment of the New Mexico Constitution guarantee us. There's already laws established to place and provide the securities that these new laws claim to offer us. Therefore, many of the citizens, as well as law enforcement officials, consider these laws irrelevant, unenforceable, and an unconstitutional intrusion upon our nation's Second and 14th Amendments, as well as New Mexico's First, Fourth, Sixth, and 18th Amendments. In conclusion, the citizens of Carlsbad not only need but deserve this as an added layer of protection between them and the Santa Fe Ring. This will ensure the confidence of the citizens of Carlsbad to feel safe and secure knowing that their locally elected officials stand shoulder to shoulder not only with the citizens of Carlsbad, but also with our county officials and our sheriff's department. Thank you very much for your time and consideration in this matter.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. My name is Mark Johnson. I am, as some of you know me, I was born in Carlsbad, New Mexico, more years ago than I care to tell you, and I've lived here most of my life. I am also the treasurer of the Cavern City Action Shooters, a local competitive shooting organization. I'm not going to give you my opinion about this particular piece of legislation. I am going to point out to you a couple of things that I think need to be brought to your attention. When this first came up and I heard about this from our governor, my immediate reaction was, how in the world would you enforce such a thing? As I read what our esteemed governor has to say, I have to point out some mistruths in this piece of paper. One of them says that this requires a quick and simple background check. One of them that says this is instant. One of them says it is a couple of minutes. My name, as I told you, is Mark Johnson. It is a very common name. everywhere.